This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In Lorraine Boissonneau's book, The Last Voyageurs, the author immerses the reader into the 1977 reenactment of LaSalle's expedition and the perils of the Great Lakes. West Michigan writer and farmer Joan Donaldson has this review.
Reed Lewis, a French teacher from Elgin, Illinois, conceived of the modern Odyssey. He wanted to prove that young men could live under the same primitive conditions as the 17th century voyageurs. Starting in Montreal, seven adults and 16 teenagers paddled 3,300 miles down to the mouth of the Mississippi River. In his pursuit for authenticity, Mr. Lewis and his teens, along with several professional advisors, built their six canoes, hand-sewed their costumes, and memorized songs of the voyageurs. Each member assumed a French identity, including a priest who accompanied them. Lewis became LaSalle in his knee breeches and ruffled shirt. The teens studied the explorers' journals, so when visiting communities, they could answer questions with accuracy. Lewis also prepared the men to handle personality conflicts, and he instructed them in survival skills. When a canoe capsized and the young men were plunged into a frigid Lake Michigan, that knowledge saved their lives. Throughout the tale, Boissonneau weaves historical data into the narrative, and this information enriches the modern events. The author compares the similarities between the contemporary Lewis and the 17th century LaSalle as they wrestle with raising money for their expeditions, as well as their struggles to manage their men. Both Lewis and LaSalle recognize the significance of the Great Lakes. For LaSalle, the territory beckoned to him because of the incredible natural resources and important waterways for transportation. Lewis wanted to honor the rich history of America's heartland that was often overlooked. Readers will also be drawn in by this coming-of-age story. At the time of the 1977 expedition, Lewis was weary of how adults criticized young people for their lack of discipline. The narrative shows how over the 8-month-long expedition, the teens are transformed into a rugged community who endure physical, emotional, and psychological hardships that shape their characters. In contrast to the French voyageurs who coped with the raw wilderness and tense moments with the Native Americans, the teens face the conflict of living as 17th century men while traveling through a 20th century civilization. When the waterways freeze due to the severe winter, the men resort to trudging down an Indiana back road, where four of them are hit by a truck, but survive. A short epilogue transports the reader 3.5 decades forward into a reunion of the now middle-aged voyageurs. Most are married and turn into white-collar professionals. As the men share their memories, an underlying question surfaces. Because so few people remember the modern-day expedition, did it have any value? Yes, the men agree. Working towards a common goal developed their courage, determination, and self-confidence. They have never forgotten the generosity of strangers who witnessed a majestic reenactment of 17th century history. For readers, this narrative acts as a portal to Michigan's early days. Come paddle along with the voyageurs for a glimpse of what LaSalle experienced when he explored the Great Lakes.
Joan Donaldson writes from her organic blueberry farm near Saugatuck. Her novel, On Viney's Mountain, won the 2010 Friends of American Writers Award. Her essay is part of an ongoing series, Michigan Bookmark. You can find her essay and others at michiganradio.org.